Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Election Commission has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons and Gen Z content. The primary objective of ECI's Turning 18 campaign is to galvanize young stars to participate in the upcoming elections and address the critical issues of urban and youth apathy noticed in previous elections. On the other hand, You Are the One campaign aims to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contributions of various stakeholders involved in the electoral process. The Election Commission has also started a special campaign to curtail fake news and misinformation on election processes. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, have issued an advisory warning against copyright infringement of its educational materials. It said that any individual or entity that publishes the content of NCERT textbooks for commercial use without obtaining copyright permission shall be subject to legal proceedings under the Copyright Act. The educational body further urged the public to refrain from using such textbooks or workbooks, cautioning that their content may be factually incorrect. It also advised that if any individual comes across such pirated textbooks or workbooks, they should immediately inform NCERT through email at pd.ncert.nic.in. Parivartan Chintan, a pioneering tri-service conference aimed at generating new and fresh ideas, initiatives and reforms to propel jointness and integration efforts, is being held in New Delhi today. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan is chairing the day-long discussions. It is the first ever conference of the heads of all tri-services institutions, the Department of Military Affairs, Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff and the three services. Officers from varied service brackets, through their diverse understanding and experience, will recommend measures to achieve the desired joint and integrated end state with celerity. Hilang Yajik of Arunachal Pradesh won the silver medal in the women's sports physique category in the 13th Federation Cup held in Ravindra Bhavan near Baina Beach, Vasco da Gama in Goa from 6th to 7th April last. Hailing from Kurunkume district, 24-year-old Yajik is the first woman from Arunachal to win a medal in the Federation Cup. A sizable number of Rajiv Gandhi University students and youth from across the Itanagar Capital Complex region staged a symbolic sit-in protest at the varsity campus yesterday. The protest aimed to express solidarity with the people of Ladakh who are demanding statehood, inclusion under the 6th schedule of the Indian Constitution and other rights. The sit-in was organized by Northeast Human Rights Organization, Arunachal Resist and RGU students. In view of the forthcoming general elections, the general observer, Dilip Rautre, has been conducting coordination meetings with polling personnel, district administration, election department officials and police officials. The GO, while speaking at the coordination meeting with zonal officers, sector magistrates and micro-observers at the CHF Auditorium Pasighat on Sunday, said that the officials entrusted to election duties should discharge their duties with responsibility, adding that they perform a pivotal role in election management and serve as a link between them and district election officer. During the meeting, the general observer also took stock of the poll preparedness and the security arrangements put in place to ensure hassle-free conduct of the election. He highlighted the importance of zonal officers, sector magistrates and micro-observers for ensuring free, fair and smooth conduct of elections. DC-cum-DEO Taitagu, election training officer Namrata Bhatt Tiwari, was also present on the occasion. On the occasion of World Health Day, a multi-speciality health camp was conducted at Depi village yesterday. The camp was organized jointly by Arunachal Pradesh Doctors Association, Department of Community Medicine TRIMS and CHC Rukhsin. During the inauguration, Director TRIMS, Dr. Moji Jenny, explained to the gathering the importance of health checkup. He advised the attending first batch interim of TRIMS, how to extend helping hand to the villagers. Altogether, 250 were benefited with complimentary free medicines and diagnostics. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.